guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight, we're going to talk a second round about Tommy Lauren, or Lauren. I guess somebody got upset I was calling her Tomi. But hey, when you spell it T-O-M-I, what do you expect? I'm not going to focus too much about her looks, but apparently Miss Barbie doll that likes to criticize men and call us horrible names and we're all trash. Apparently, she's not so naturally beautiful in and of herself. Here we have Tomi, and apparently she's had work done on her face. And if you look at the thumbnail that I put up, that this is one of the pictures. And they had somebody, she hasn't admitted to it, but they had a plastic surgeon look at her and say, well, allegedly, she may have done this and this and this and this. And that's why this is the before and the after. And he talked about her redoing some of her nose and how her eye angle is now upturned. And others have said, well, it's just makeup. This is just someone that's really good at makeup over at Fox News. And if that's the case, then, you know, well, this is her without makeup. And you say, okay, she's a girl. Like, she doesn't come across as anything ultra hot or anything special. And, you know, this is what a lot of times there's so many photos that are out there of women that have here's before makeup and here's after. And, you know, there's the before and the afters, and it goes from, like, perfectly smooth and beautiful to, you know, acne and all these other issues. And as a matter of fact, there's makeup artists that have done themselves to actually look like completely different people. So, but it's kind of a little bit of false advertising. And one of the funny things I thought about is, what can a guy do? You know, a guy, I guess he could get a little bit of work done, but women are looked at for their backsides, their front sides up here, and their face. Well, you can redo the face, you can redo up here, and you can even do back there if you have any doubts. Look at Nicki Minaj's new WAP video and you can see what that looks like. But they can kind of redo all their beauty, where a guy just pretty much can't do too much other than hitting the gym, which takes work, and thickening up his banking account. But the real imagine you meet her out and about, and she takes the makeup off and she looks completely different. But that's not the point. That's not the point here, is just to sit here and make fun of Tommy. This is actually an article by Suzanne Venker, and I like Suzanne. Every once in a while, she comes out with something. She writes for the Washington Examiner, and she says here, and I think this is a great article, but it's, again, I wanted to give the woman's point of view about the rant. Tommy Lauren's anti-man screed demonstrates why dating is dead, and I said that's a great byline because that's the truth. You know, when we get, I'll read the article here in a second, but when we get told off, when we are told we're not doing this right and that right, here's the thing. The bad boys that are just into a woman for her looks, they're still going to go after Tommy because they're like, she's hot. Oh, it's another notch in the belt, and then I'll move on. Where guys that really do have substance are going to say, oh, yeah, no, I'm going to ignore you and stay away from you. But here's what Suzanne writes. Last week, conservative commentator Tommy Lauren proved in spades with her PSA for boyish men why my coaching business is booming. Millennial women may be rocking in the marketplace, but they're shooting blanks when it comes to love. They have no clue how to attract and keep a good man, and they blame men for their predicament. I think a lot of women are not interested in attracting or keeping good guys, good men, until it gets to marriage and kid time. Then they say, okay, now I want a guy that's going to support me, now that I want a guy to be with me. Before then, it's just, I want to go, you know, explore myself and find myself, and I want to travel to see the world. And all these things basically are reasons to just go out and just be casual and have fun. And there's nothing wrong with that if that's what you want to do. But, you know, when women kind of get to their years of, okay, I want to settle down now, I want to look for a great guy, and they give you a speech like Tommy does, guys are like, no, I'm out. Also, men are getting bright enough to realize, hey, you had a decade of finding yourself. And the whole time, there were guys like me saying, hello, over here, successful, accomplished. No, I may not be perfect and tall and ripped and all this other stuff, but good guy here, give us a chance. And we're told, no, not you, not yet, only when I'm ready to settle down. And so then when it comes time to settle down, guys are like, you had your shot. Like, now, too late. I pass. Anyway, she continues on, as Lauren has now established, it doesn't matter what side of the political fence women are on. It doesn't even matter that if they're religious. The modern generation of women is completely out of touch when it comes to men. They know nothing about men. In her Facebook screed, Lauren railed against today's men, whom she claimed are trash, then proceeded to offer said men advice on how to land talented, skilled, ambitious women like Lauren and her friends who have something going on. She then contrasted women like herself with the other kind of women, those who are presumably less ambitious and, according to Lauren, have nothing going on. The latter group represents the women with whom Lauren and her friends must compete for good men, and Lauren wants men to know that a relationship with her, or a relationship with her kind, is far more satisfying than it would be with the other. Lauren is tired of being ghosted and tired of dealing with men who don't measure up. All of my friends are attractive and successful. Almost every single one of them has an issue with men. If all of these women, including myself, have issues, then I think it might be not us. It might be you. It might be men. So it's one thing, and you know something? We talk about the same thing here as guys, right? We'll say, you know something? I mean, I had problems in the dating world. No doubts about it. I had problems with girlfriends cheating. I had problems with girlfriends lying. I had problems with girlfriends wanting to keep other guys that were their friends around. And when pressed further, occasionally I would find out, we used to date, or no, we've just been friends, but yes, we had a little fling kind of thing. And all of a sudden I realized, you know, what's common in all these relationships is me. And maybe either I'm picking bad women, which it turned out to be, or B, maybe there's a problem with me, which there was some problems with me. I'm not free from fault at all. And so after looking at all that, I said, okay, I'm choosing bad and I'm not the best person that I should probably be to get someone to date. And so I changed that. Tommy isn't reflecting into herself at all. And Suzanne actually talks about it here. She says, that's certainly a convenient way to look at it. Here's another. If you and your friends all have the same problem with men, there's likely something about you and them that repels the kind of men for whom you're looking. It takes a good dose of maturity to look at it this way, but the way forward is not to cast blame. The way forward is to look inward to see what you might be doing wrong. To be sure, I empathize with millennial women. You've been raised in a culture steeped in female empowerment and relentless male bashing, which does not bode well for love. You may say you're not a feminist, but you've absorbed its tenets nonetheless. And we talk about this a lot as well here on this channel, that it's not necessarily that you're down against guys in the front of your head. You're not walking around putting down guys. But when you see TV shows that have the women doing better and they're smarter and more creative, and the guys on the commercials are blundering dolts that can't figure out anything, and you've got a woman that's got martial arts specialty beating the crap out of 20 guys, and guys being portrayed as weak and bad. I mean, how many things out there are the root of all society now? The problems are related to maleness. When that's the kind of the going norm, there is very much a backlash coming against men. And it may not, again, be outward, but I think inward there's a natural tendency, a reaction, a reflex to look down upon guys. And so in this case, I think Tommy kind of did the same thing, where she just says, you know something, it can't be me. I've been told all my life that women should get everything we should get, and we're due all these things. And so it's got to be the guys. It can't be me because I am wonderful. And they've been told that. It's true, as Lauren points out, that boys have failed to become men. And that is true. But what is a, quote, man? Is a man someone that's supposed to provide? Is a man someone that's supposed to protect? Is a man supposed to take charge of the household and be there as the head of the household? But we're told that's bad now. That you know, any type of protection or aggression or opening doors for women or looking out for them, or we're told that's bad now and that we're not needed to do that anymore. Well, if I'm not needed to be a, quote, man for any reason, and I can just make my salary and take care of myself, well, is that really a bad thing? It might be bad for society, but it's certainly not bad for the man. He doesn't have to step up and take on all this responsibility anymore. And why does he not want to? Look at the divorce rates. Look at who does most of the divorce, most of the divorces. Look at how men fare after going through court. There's no reason to man up anymore. She continues on. But it is equally true that girls have failed to become ladies. Don't call us difficult because we're not, Lauren said. We work hard, we're successful, we take care of ourselves, we try to look cute. That's why we have the ability to be what you call, quote, difficult. We are not good enough. We are too enough, and you can't handle that. And then she says, ladies, don't talk like that. You know, one thing that was nice about women back even 20 years ago when I was dating, women were sweet. Women were kind. Women were feminine. And when I mean, like feminine, they're not hard. They weren't always argumentative. They weren't always a challenge. If a girl didn't like you, she'd say, no, thank you. You're not my type. I don't think this is going to work out for us. And it kind of ended. But now it's like wrestling a bear. Relationships have become like wrestling a bear. It's exhausting. It's tiring. And at the end, what is there at the finish line? There's not so much anymore. You know, at least in days gone by, and I'm talking a little traditionally, but we're not going back that far. We're not even going back maybe 10 or 20 years. At the end of the day, a guy still had hopes of getting married. A guy still had hopes of raising a family. A guy still had hopes of a nuclear family. I know I did. When I was 20-something, I said, well, I'll meet a nice girl, and if we date and everything goes well, we'll get married and maybe have a family someday. That's 20 years ago. It seems like 400 years ago now. Now everything is wrestling that bear. And even she says it. We work hard. Okay, that's great, but that's not an attractor for men. We're successful, not an attractor for men. We take care of ourselves. Well, that's good. We do like you to go to the gym and stay healthy. We try to look cute. Taking care of yourself again, that's good. And that's why we have the ability to be what you call difficult. No, it's just, it's because you're hard. It's because everything is angry. Everything is a challenge. And not a good challenge, not a fun challenge, like, oh, she's playing a little hard to get. No, it's getting hit in the face with a 2x4 challenge. She continues on. Lauren also implied that men should be honored to be in her presence, and that if they can't handle her high standards and expectations, well then, sayonara. She's apparently unaware of how vain, insecure, and immature she appears to a grown man, the kind of man that she says she wants. Yeah, guys do not, we don't want the challenge anymore. Not like this, not this kind of challenge. Lauren and her contemporaries need to come down off that pedestal of theirs. Otherwise, they will wind up alone or with the kind of guys they say they don't want. They attract men that are not interested. They attract men they're not interested in, not because men are trash, but because most men aren't interested in women who act as Lauren does. And that's what I said on my other video about this, is it's just wrestling that bear, and it's entitled. Look, let's just say for argument's sake that she looks like she does now because of plastic surgery. Okay, so maybe you spent 10 or 20 grand to look beautiful. But the fact is, you're still really, really ugly on the inside. And the minute you open your mouth, the no matter what you looked like before, an ugly person comes forth. And the only guys that will put up with that are the guys that want to hit it and quit it. The guys that want to screw, nut, and bolt. The rest of the guys that are do want to marry that would in the past have dated that and said, I'm lucky to have this girl. They don't feel lucky because deep down she acts like a horrible person. What Lauren does have to offer, and she markets it well, is beauty. Unfortunately for her, she is competing with women whose beauty matches hers, but with different hearts and minds. Lauren haughtily refers to some women as having nothing going on, but they project something she doesn't. Softness, kindness, and femininity. They are women who don't need to compete with men in order to prove their strength and power. They already know their value. You know, one of the best dates I've been on in the last couple of years was when I was in Thailand. I matched with a girl that was in Bangkok. She was a professional. And when I mean professional, like she worked at Vodafone or one of the cell phone providers there. She was an accounts manager. She was intelligent. She was incredibly had well-spoken English. She was funny. She was sweet. She would pay for half the dates. As a matter of fact, she paid for most of the dates. She refused to let me pay because I was a visitor in the country. But so many times we're told, well, women, you know, they'll only date a westernized guy because of his money. It's not the case. And I can tell you that firsthand. Not in all cases. I can't, you know, vouch for all of the women over in Thailand. But I can say, but that it's not always the case, but I can say that she was sweet and funny and kind and feminine and soft and a pleasure to be around. Women that are not that, guys don't want to be with, because again, it's just too much work. She says, healthy men just don't respond to the masculine energy some women bring to the table. That's not how love works. After Lauren's video went viral, she got some blowback from men. Again, rather than turn inward, she responded with vitriol. It appears to me the men getting triggered by this video are likely not men at all. If you were, you'd know this doesn't apply to you, and you'd laugh at all the wussy boys that don't know how to grow up and act right. Either that, or they're laughing at supercilious girls who don't know how to grow up and act right. If the purpose of Lauren's video was to weed out the boys to make way for the men, she failed. No real man will show up. Yeah, what she's going to do is get guys, again, that are just interested in her beauty, maybe the fact that she's popular, and that's it. I do not know if one of you, I know many of you guys that would say, press F, or not F, because that's the wrong button, press S for smash. I know a lot of you guys that probably hit that button. But... but that's different. That's the kind of guy she doesn't want to attract, but that's all she's going to attract with this attitude. And until that changes, and until women see the difference, that it's not a power conquest. Look, if you want to be in charge, go find yourself a weak dude that is happy to let you be in charge, and you can be in charge. You're not going to be happy with him because you're going to walk all over him, and you only want to date up, and you only want to date powerful, and you only want to date charismatic and strong men. Well, then if that's what you want to date, you have to let them be that. You can't be the one that's going to, I want that guy, and then fight him for control of the relationship the whole way. Because either he's going to say, look, if you want it, take it, I'm out. Or it's going to be constant fighting. And so you can't, there cannot be two alpha wolves in a pack. It doesn't work like that. Either one will fight the other and one will lose, or if one refuses, he will leave, and he will either go try to find his own pack, or he will just go on his own way. And that's what I think a lot of us guys are, is like, look, I got to be alpha dog, man. I got to be alpha wolf in my life. I'm going to be in charge of my course of action. I'm going to be in charge of where I'm going. I'm the master of my own domain. To reference the old Seinfeld joke. But I'm my own master, and no one else is going to be. And if a woman wants to come along with that, then she's welcome to try. And when women say, no, it's my way or the highway, go ahead. But we're not going to wrestle you for it. We're just going to be our own solo wolves, out of the dating market, doing our own thing, enjoying our lives, and we're going to be the happy ones in the long run. I really, truly believe that. Some of you guys are still in the red pill rage phase, and some of you are still have a lot of anger towards women. That will fade in time. And when that energy and that anger and that vitriol passes, you're going to feel empty. It's like being in a fight for 15 minutes, and the end of it, you're wiped. And that's where a lot of guys get a little worried, and where a lot of guys say, okay, what's meaning in my life now? Where am I going to go from here? And that's where you have to have a productive, positive direction to go in. That's the alpha wolf walking away. So, you know, I think Suzanne put it very well in her article. I think she does kind of put a good point coming from the female side of this. But it's pretty much the same thing we said last time, that, you know, it's just a bear not worth wrestling anymore. I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. And if you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe, check out my older videos, and join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. We've got the forums up. You can join in. You can post if you want to be a supporting member. I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, it's not the juice isn't worth the squeeze anymore. It's the bear isn't worth the wrestle.